So you weren't allowed visitors in your, in the male quarters?
No, no. No, we had to go over to the main building by the matron's office. There was a little cubicle area there, and you could sit there. So anyway, you know, we got a little bit sick and tired of this. So a colleague that joined me sort of at year three, John, he had a girlfriend who was nursing at Green Lane. And so we decided one time, oh, well, we'll just play up here, you know, because we were getting sick and tired of being spied on. Every time we came into the place, we could see that security person in the other building keeping an eye on us all the time. So John borrowed his girlfriend's uniform with the cap and put the top bit on and put the, you know, uniform on. And I sort of got out of the car and I sort of looked, you know, just tried to see, making it look as though no one was looking. And then went around, opened his door, and sort of he ran in. And I went straight in after him. And then he took all that gear off and sat there in his civvies. And sure enough, the knock on the door and, you know, said, there's a female in here. Oh, look, don't be stupid. We've just come in, you know. Still just come from Green Lane. No, there's a female in here. Please yourself. We want to check your rooms. Yeah, all right. You know, so we had to go down and lock our rooms. And then in the end, they wanted to look in everyone's room and couldn't find anyone. So we sort of turned around and said, look, we want an official report made that this person is harassing us. He needs to stop harassing us. And it went through and he wasn't allowed to do that anymore.